up, Darman fam?
Sup? Welcome back to the world's only Darman podcast. Come posting.
Dude, we should have watched the Darman film.
We should have, but instead...
I mean, I've seen it before.
We watched the Cars trilogy and then Parasite, and we then realized that both of those movies, well, all four of those movies suck, and we have nothing to say about them. So today we're discussing the much better film. Let me read the full title. Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life.
Banger movie.
Yeah, banger. Do you have the title. Director and the year this thing came out?
It came out in 2005. Let me pull up what the director's name is. This is a Lifetime movie. So expect like a woman or something. What the? What? Oh my god. The director is Tom McLaughlin. They directed Friday the 13th Part 7, Jason Lives? Or is that...
Yeah. That's my favorite movie.
Wait, Jason Part 6, I think. Damn. That's like one of the better ones, too. That's crazy.
That's... Damn, what else did this motherfucker direct?
One Dark Night...
That was the Batman movie. Something in my ass.
Sometimes they come back. She's too young. What the fuck?
Speaking of that.
Anyway, we watched Cyber Seduction.
So
2005.
Who's doing plots? I think you should take the plot synopsis here because. It really tells the story of your life.
My life?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
You got cyber seduced a couple times.
By who?
By, Alfonso from Ireland, who you're having an affair with.
Anyway.
No, they're staring at me. Anyway, the plot...
I got the
cyber
plot.
Seduction, his secret life. Okay.
This guy, Justin. Just a regular old guy. Dating a Christian girl. Living the good life, you know.
Living in a lonely world.
Loves off-brand Green Day, off-brand fucking Dio, off-brand Linkin Park.
The music in this movie.
We'll get into crazy. It in a little. But like, bro's good at swimming. Suddenly, suddenly, he learns about internet porn, and his life crumbles.
He doesn't learn about internet porn. He learns about, like...
Sex. He learns...
Like, fully clothed women.
He learns about women. And his life falls apart. He has an addiction. You know, an addiction in... quotations. We'll get into porn addiction later.
Yeah, we're psychologists. We have the know-how.
Yeah.
We're both licensed therapists.
Yeah, I take one psych class. I'm taking one psych class this semester.
Uh-huh.
So,
and I'm a sociology minor, which is like...
And I'm a biology major, so...
Psychology, but big. When you think
big?
About it. Yeah. Because psychology likes to take the micro lens, whereas in sociology, we talk about things that actually matter.
And I'm in biology, so...
Yep.
I get fucked. Yeah, I get fucked.
STEM, fist bump. Also, everything literally falls into the category of STEM. English majors, it's a STEM subject. Art is STEM. It's so dumb, I hate that label. Anyway, continue.
So yeah, his life falls apart. He loses his girlfriend. He gets beat up. What else happens? he traumatizes his brother.
Oh yeah.
Starts sucking at swimming.
His brother gets shell shock.
What else? Anything else?
He doesn't jerk off once the entire movie.
Anything else like Big.
Let me think. I'm looking at my notes now.
His father beats him.
His father
beats him. He attempts to commit suicide.
Really important.
But notes. Yeah.
It was like Fight Club before Fight Club. In the sense, well, I know this movie came out afterwards, but spiritually, it does Seriously. Everything Fight Club does better. Because it starts at the end, with spoilers, him killing himself in a pool. Which has to be, like, the worst suicide method.
He just fall, like, drowning is painful.
Yeah, same like, with, like that won't work.
Same with, like, fucking setting yourself on fire. Or just...
We're not talking about Aaron Bushnell. You gave me a look.
I'm not talking I was like, about
him. Oh, no.
No, but, no. Like, so we are leftists, and we'll... I mean, do you want to talk about...
Like, I feel... Well, rest in power. That's yeah. all I'm gonna say. American hero.
Yeah.
You just gave me a look when you said, like, setting yourself on fire. I was like... Don't tell me.
No. I mean... I kind of misspoke. I meant to say, like, being on fire.
Also really speaking painful. Of problematic jokes, last episode I clowned on the gay guy. What's the gay guy's name?
The gay guy.
The gay film guy.
The gay film guy.
This is good. With where I'm going with this, that's
YMS.
This
is so...
No. The one I clowned on, James Somerton. Apparently he has killed himself today.
What?
So that aged poorly, and I apologize. Hey there, it's me, Rosa. You might know me from the Come Posting podcast, and from your mother's bedroom. And I just wanted to jump in and say that the joke didn't age poorly. James Somerton was just hospitalized. Now back to your regularly scheduled program. And we're back.
Sup?
We flew a little bit too close to the sun with a bit that we had going.
Yeah, a bit.
Oopsie daisies.
Anyway. What did you think of this movie?
Let me get some important notes out of it. The entire film is color-coded to look like Need for Speed Underground. And if you don't know what that is, look up Need for Speed Underground gameplay. That's what this film looks like. There is way too much sexual tension with his mom.
There is so much to dissect within this movie.
This film introduced us to three very special phrases.
One of them being...
One...
Well, Kinky the Clown!
Kinky the Clown Kinky will be Clunky one. The, a lust for
Leather
bust.
Boy?
And Leather Boy. Dude, Leather Boy had a lust for bust.
What about no, Dr. Phil, I don't?
Yeah, it's listening to his mom. His mom's just like an insane person throughout this whole movie. She's like, you're addicted. And she's like, no, Dr. Phil, I don't think so. This film has so many one-liners.
No, I think she was saying, you need help. And he's like, no, Dr. Phil, I don't.
My favorite one-liner in this movie by far is, hey, Leather Boy, so what's Six Slick? You still watching that real twisted stuff, Kinky the Clown?
Kinky the Clown was said by somebody else. It was somebody.
No one's watching this. No one's fact checking this. It's funnier.
I watched it. Watched with you.
Okay. So it was someone that said. Sup, Leather Boy, all that, and then another person walked
in. No, he like walks into the fucking shower.
He walks into
the locker room, and like some.
Yeah, it really paid homage to my favorite gay porn scene, where the guy's like, "Hey, buddy, the Leather Club's three doors down." The guy's like, "Fuck you, He's like, no, fuck you. I'll show you who's boss of this gym.
Oh.
This movie did predict gooning, by the way. Because it all starts when he,
No, you know what predicted gooning? The movie Goon. What about Goon 2?
Holy shit, dude, yes! I gooned.
Dude, when are we reacting to the Goon movies?
Yeah, he, the way he discovers this is him as, Christian contemporary music bumping girlfriend, go to a Gooner party.
Well, didn't somebody message him?
Yeah, someone messaged him. They're like, yo, swing by the Goon Cave.
What was his name again? It was like something...
Justin.
Creepy. No, that's the main character.
Oh, the dude, they're just like interchangeable white guys.
No, the name was like something funny. It was like Boner Buster or something.
Oh, they all have screen names. Like,
what was the...
Like, Justin's is Stroke King, if I believe correct, if yeah. I recall correctly.
I thought that's who was messaging him, though.
No, like... no, that's Justin, because Stroke is, like, swimming, and he's a swimmer. But it's also, like, wow. stroking my hog late at night.
That's, like, really stupid. He's stupid.
What a great double entendre.
Yeah. You think they were like, oh, this is clever. This is peak.
It's really great. Because on second viewing, that's one of those details. So, jump right out for you. It's really
what other
it's
details
really, like,
do you think would jump out?
What
at you?
Other details do I think would jump out?
Maybe oh hearing God. A couple more lines.
Jump out.
And understanding it.
Let me read
mixing is
some...
terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can, like...
You can't barely... hear this movie.
Yeah.
Some more funny moments from my notes are... is the fact that all of the audio is dubbed, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which makes it look like a horror movie, combined with the need for speed lighting. And the plot relies on him having... what looks to be professionally made pornography of a classmate of his. And he's in high school. And that classmate is portrayed as a child, as like a bad person. Even though clearly she's the victim of some sort of bad situation. If there's being professional pornography created of you. You know? Am I off base?
Do they
for that?
Know?
I think so, because
I
when
thought
you go...
they did, but like it's you're like making very... it sound like they like didn't know. I'm like, wait, did I miss
they
something?
They did know, except it's like I don't to quote this film, it's a little bit scuzzy. Which is how latex pornography is described in this film. Which I think it was far too dismissive. Frankly. Because latex enthusiasts are the most persecuted minority in the United States. Some other good moments is,
I like when he just, like, start, like, he just attacked a man.
Oh, and he then, attacks, like two people.
No, he, like, attacks a man and then starts, like, he, like, accidentally, like, or, like, took part of his shirt off, so, like, his nipple is just exposed.
what's crazy is that they have, like, very, like, overly long scenes of him making out with his girlfriend, who's a Christian, and his mom making out with his dad, that are, like, far more explicit than most of the lewd material in the film. Oh my God, how did we forget in our plot summary, the chick that is, like, a website of all of her lewds?
Monica?
Monica.
We referred to Monica earlier.
Monica Lewinsky. He goes to her house. I feel like she's kind of Jew-coded.
I think that's just you.
I don't know.
I feel like if this movie were to be like, this person is a Jew.
You lay in the same bed as a goy every night. I, on the other hand, am like a 16th Jewish.
I feel like in this movie, like, it wouldn't be subtle, like the Christian girl, where they'd say it in like every scene. I feel like the porn would be like, Jewish girl, the Star pussy.
Of David in the mag. Wait, she's like spread eagle with the Star of David on her couch.
Yeah, that's how subtle the movie would
that's
be.
That's true.
So that's my argument.
That's a fair argument. But he goes to her house to hook up, and this guy's no Riz. She is like a Riz god. She takes his nothing responses and like pounces off of him to like build our man up. Like, he should be with her, frankly.
I mean, but, like, they went on like a date earlier in the movie, and like they got, it was like really awkward, and he like leaves, right, with the coke, and then she like goes up the next day and was like, that was a fun date.
And you're like, she needs to know her worth. She's a queen, okay? And probably the victim of some sort of scheme. But he ends up rejecting her advances.
I mean, I feel like he would be the victim in, like, the circumstances that arose after the incident.
Yeah, we'll get to the incident. He says no to her advances. To which...
He's like, I don't want to have sex.
To which the fact that the writing room was entirely composed of white guys, that really comes through when they're like, what would a woman do if I rejected their advances? Oh, I know. Bash their head against the table and say that I hit them.
What also is kind of baffling is, like, 10 minutes earlier, he was making advances on his girl.
She didn't want.
Yeah, and then he's like, fuck you, and leaves.
There's no consistency.
And then it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't... I'm convinced he thinks sex is making out with your clothes off. And she touched his dick, and he's like, whoa, what the fuck are you touching that for? I don't have to go pee.
Do you think if you would start your tongue deep enough, that's how you get the... women pregnant.
Well, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But, then what happens is she, after this ordeal, goes to, the greasers from,
The Outsiders.
From The Outsiders, thank you. And then Pony Moy and the gang.
I'm gonna go grab some water. Like, funny stuff.
Okay. Pony Moy and the gang roll up in their, like, fucking 1950s muscle car. And they're like, hey, old cracker, the fuck you doing here? They're like, hey, yeah, what you fucking doing here? Hey. And then they beat him in alleyway in a clear homage to the film Joker, as he sits there crying and they tell him he shouldn't hit women. And, like, given the size of the mark on Monica Lewinsky's head, like, these characters are totally justified in doing this. Monica just lied to them. Like, if they believed what was said to be true, and they thought he was, like, some, like, sadistic freak that would do that, then, like, beating the shit out of him, completely justified. It's just Monica sucks, and we don't stand her.
Did you find that, like, there was any reason to Monica or motive behind Monica doing that? Because I found that the film didn't really supply it.
She just goes crazy. She goes crazy much.
But, like,
she hits her head and then she's
any, like... It doesn't give me, like, any, like, motive. I didn't find that the film provided one. None of these
characters are consistent. Like, his dad
except
is,
the
like,
mom for sucking.
And, yeah, his mom is abusive, and we'll get to that.
Well, yeah, but like, I didn't find
his dad goes from, like,
zero to ten, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, he, like, goes from, everyone does this when you're a teenager. Well, he doesn't say everyone, he says every man does this when they're a teenager.
Yeah. Women can't jerk off. That's a no-no in society.
Nuh-uh. And when I do, I get thrown out of the nursing home.
Why are you doing it in a nursing home?
Gilfs can get it, bro.
Oh, shit. Toss one back. Oh, is that a reference to our last movie that we watched? Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dude, nice he's the Gilf Hunter.
Nice. Which, like... Nice reference.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's reference back to
I can't
this
believe
one.
That they say scuzzy latex in this movie. Damage, that latex scuzzy.
There is so much to dissect.
There's so
much.
It's
like a
juicy
work of art. I mean, there's
it
just
is like it's cinema.
This is peak cinema right here.
It's like the really juicy grapefruit I had for breakfast this morning. Like, the more I squeeze it, the more it came out. Also, his mom just keeps showing up at his school. And at one point, she's swimming in the school gym. In a school swimming
pool. Like, in the afternoon.
I thought it was at night.
No, it's like the afternoon. You saw, like a janitor going.
Yeah, which is, like... His mom is the creepiest one in this movie. By far.
She reminds me of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Also, my favorite bit was this one scene where she's in the pool, and she keeps glancing at her son's cock and biting her lip.
Dude, she is so weird throughout this movie. Like, she, like, goes
like the
to
actress
a teacher.
That plays the mom is clearly, like, thirsting over the actress that plays the actor.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Jeremy Sumpter.
Oh.
I think, I'm not gonna check, who plays the high school boy. And that really comes through a lot of scenes and when it's deeply...
Can we mention that, like, the main character kind of looks like a D-list Roderick?
He looks like...
Like,
he's like between not my Roderick and real Roderick.
Yeah, he would have been, like, a better choice for the long haul.
Speaking of the Roderick allegory, the little brother's like Greg.
No, he's like Manny. He's worse.
And that makes it so much funnier. The little brother's like, show me what you're looking at on my computer or else I'm going to tell mom. He's like, okay, but you have to promise not to tell her. And then he shows the little brother, and it hard cuts my favorite part of the movie from them looking
it
at
the
like,
best part.
At bigboobs.net. It hard cuts to his brother, like, his hair is fucked up, and he's, like, dead-eyeing, like a World War One
like staring at the camera. Can you, like, put up the picture of the World War One soldier, shell-shocked? Meme that's going around?
This is an audio broadcast.
Well, on the YouTube one.
Oh, in the YouTube one, yeah, we're gonna have to.
Yeah, thanks.
It's right there. Don't subscribe to our YouTube. I think that we will make what... I don't know. Will we make less money off of YouTube? Just watch all our podcasts on all platforms at once.
Yeah.
Get like Spotify, Apple Podcast, and YouTube going all in different tabs. Try and get it in sync though. But we'll pump that image side by side with the child.
Yeah.
That's a funny fucking scene. Well, another funny thing is the hentai.
Oh yeah, we were pretty happy about the hentai.
That was one of the only two good pieces of porn in the movie.
The movie, I feel like it doesn't understand anything. It's very tone deaf.
I don't think it knows about jerking off.
It's very tone deaf.
The way he watches porn is it looks like someone that goes to an art gallery. So well, he's like chugging also energy drinks.
Yeah, I don't know what that.
The movie's like weirdly energy drink. Like, do they think it's like Viagra?
I don't know what the energy drink had to do with anything.
He has a ton of energy drinks. Like, he has more of an energy drink problem than he has a porn problem. Because he has, like, a fridge drawer that's just
he just
filled.
Has a drawer full of there, energy drinks.
His room is also insane.
He had, like, it a looks big like the fish. Set of,
the room looks like a set off of iCarly.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
Thank you. Can we get some comments in the comments saying that
can
was
we get
an
some
awesome
comments
comparison?
In the comments?
On the Discord, can you at me and say, hey, I'm a patron. I subscribe to the Patreon. Awesome comparison.
Nah, don't at us. Thank you. Just kidding.
At Joku. Nah, if you're listening to this, at Joku. Oh, true. At the mods. At the mods and say, there's a terrorist. In the Discord server, can you help me find them? Lead them on a wild goose chase and make the federal government waste resources.
That's the mom, pro tip.
The mom who's just like wandering around the school. Also, yeah, like just like walks up to a teacher and they like know each other, and they're like, "Oh, hi."
Your husband left you because of porn.
Yeah,
right?
In the middle of the high school, she's like, "Hi, your husband. You left your husband over porn, right?" She's like, "Yeah, he was an addict. He wouldn't even touch me anymore," in front of like high school freshmen. And then they have dinner.
And they only eat spaghetti.
They only eat spaghetti with salad on top of it. This entire movie, which is just. So fucked up.
You know what's great about this movie is it's like, I like it because it's like pure just early 2000s. Like
it reminds me of iCarly so much.
I don't get that sense,
dude.
It just reminds me of like some of like that MTV shit that would be. Like early 2000s, like it. Has,
he does
like,
have an MTV crib. His room is an MTV crib.
Yeah. Well, like it tries to have, fucking like.
They have
music.
Like fake Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit.
They try to have a soundtrack that's like of the time, but like, they get
they get a weird like knockoff band. Version of. I'm out so far. I want so far.
Dude, it's like they went to Aldi's and got, like, Aldi's version of fucking Linkin Park.
Dude, I hate nu metal so much. It ruined fucking, like, it's like the pop punk equivalent of metal. Genuinely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it's early 2000s when they mention Green Day, though. Like,
yeah,
I recently watched
the way that they
Surf's Up. And, like, in the first, like, 20 minutes, they play two Green Day songs.
Because Surf's Up is awesome.
Surf's Up came out a year later, I think.
But, yep, and, I was gonna say Yup and So 9/11, but this movie came out in 2005.
Surf's Up came out in 2007.
Yeah, the way that they established that Monica is, I guess the villain is by her saying that Green Day is better than Christian contemporary music. Which, look, I'm not a big fan of Green Day, but have you heard Christian contemporary music? Editor Rosa, can you put in royalty-free Christian contemporary worship music? Joku, can you sing along?
Well, yeah. I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is...
Let's go.
Yeah, see how bad that sounds not good. That doesn't sound good. It sounds bad. P.U. But, I can't believe they interrupted his gaming to show his friend his, favorite latex fetish content. And the friend's like, come on, man, I'm trying game.
This isn't, like, necessarily a part of the movie. This whole, statement, I have to say. But when watching the movie, we were watching it on Internet Archive. Because, like, there weren't a lot of great places to watch it where it looked decent.
You could only watch this on xvideos.com.
Yeah. But there was a lot of, like, watch this at, like, this certain time on, like... And one of them was the Craigslist killer.
My favorite one, by far, was Tonight at 7, My Crazy Sex.
Wasn't that underneath... the Craigslist killer?
No, that was a different thing. Dude, they call me the Craigslist killer. Lady
They're all, like, so goofy. But, yeah. It was fun.
Oh my god, how do we not mention the fact that the catalyst to him breaking up with his girlfriend is his weird habit of taking her PDA out of her backpack and downloading porn and then emailing it to himself.
That's, like, really weird.
And his little brother, after he gets shell shock, he starts burning. He burned the
CD.
He burned a DVD-R, and he wrote on it, "Virgin Vaginas."
Virgin Vaginas.
And this kid is like 4 years old. His mom found it, and then his mom caught the little kid emailing his friends at school, like, porn. It was so fun. Like, the little kid, honest to God, is, like,
the goat. More he's villainous. The goat of them. No, like, then... in the beginning, he's, like, fine. And then he, like, starts snitching and being a little bitch.
No, he only half snitched. The way I interpret him telling his mom, you know, the internet, like, parental controls won't do anything, right? I interpret that as him, like, just say, trying to get his mom to say, oh, fuck it. That's my take. Because the little kid's based. Because when his mom asked the little kid, did your brother show you this? He says, no. I discovered it myself. And me and Jokun, the other person in the call, we all put up our fists in the air. For brother, what's his name? What was his name?
I don't fucking know.
Brother Manny. rest in power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the mom?
I feel like we've talked about the mom. Like, well, I mean, like, we've kind of, well, like,
we talked about the actress.
We brushed past it. But
yeah,
I feel like...
but we.
And we've talked about some details, but let's get more into it. Yeah, sure.
Do you want to take it?
She's crazy. Like, She like, feels, like, she's not, like, a real person. Like,
she kind of, like, radicalizes the kid into becoming a gooner.
Yeah. Because when she first learns about it, she's like, this is... crazy, this is bad. Like, she never
finds him looking at fully clothed women and acts like she caught him, much like someone I went to high school with, in a middle school cafeteria watching animal porn on the computer for the second time that year, even though they're in high school. That's what she acts like. That's a real story, but that's not a joke. Yeah.
Her motives are very strange.
Yeah, and what happens is he starts getting into more trouble.
Well, the dad doesn't care, but has. Like, and he tries to explain that to her, but like, she doesn't care.
Yeah, what happens is because he's, like, radicalized by his mom into being a gooner because she's, like, helicoptering, he becomes a sneaky kid, which...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if any of our listeners have children or have ever read on, like, childcare. I find this subject interesting. And the consensus is like, strict parenting just leads to sneaky kids. And, like, he starts, like, watching it in the library, which I find funny because I used to work in a library. And we need to tell an 80-year-old to not look at porn on the library computers.
Something I realized, though, is didn't he, like, start looking at porn on his girlfriend's PDA before his mom started doing, like, any kind of, like, stopping it from being in the household, I guess?
Oh, I meant, like, library and shit.
Well, like, that, like, leads him to actually go out and do sexual acts, or, like, attempt sexual acts.
And go out and foul sexual acts. Would not go to Hustlers University. Check out our affiliate link in the description.
Hustlers also, like, seek it out, like, publicly. And, like,
composting pod.
So, like, I feel like that's on her. But, like, some of the actions that he does do, like, the PDA, I feel like he started that before she started that's funny. Doing anything.
I think the PDA is funny.
The PDA is so stupid.
I like how his lie is, I was sending myself an email, she says, of what? And he says, to remind me how beautiful you are.
You have zero riz.
He is just so rizless. The issue is that he doesn't watch porn videos. That's where you learn real riz. He just looks at images.
Let's go back and talk about the mom. She just doesn't understand. I don't know. Also, there's like this weird part where the mom is like, this is your last time. If you fail at swimming, you're not going to get into college. And, like, he's a sophomore.
And the kid's a sophomore, and he gets number 3 in the state.
Yeah.
Because apparently he got worse at swimming because he looked at images.
I think the intention is that he's not practicing as much because his mind is focused on porn.
Except they don't establish that well enough.
Yeah, they don't convey it well. Yeah, so they don't convey most things well.
The way they show this is he's like watching porn at night when you would not be swim practicing, and that cuts to him at swim practice, and his coach just says, "That's a sorry excuse for a lap."
Yes. His coach just insults him.
And he got like second. Also, why did they choose swimming? Apparently, everyone at this school, like, loves swimming. Like, there are people that wear shirts like that say swimming on them.
That's, like, the only sport that we saw.
Like, could they... Well, I feel like every other sport is more interesting. Like, tennis, even?
I liked... Fuck it. Dunk this, dude, tennis. I'm
dude,
a bit...
do you want to play tennis together?
Yes, that'd be sick. I like tennis a lot.
That's so cool. Yeah, they... Everyone in the school loves swimming. And he's like... He's like how football varsity quarterbacks are treated in high schools. Except he got second place at swimming states.
Swimming.
Like, I remember the bowling team at my school. I had friends on the bowling team. They were, like, one of the best in the state. And everyone made fun of the bowling team. Even me. I was friends with, like, half the bowling team.
I mean, I had swimming at my school. It was moderately popular. Actually, now that I think about it, during my experience at my high school, we had a swimming pool, got filled with concrete. The school built a new swimming pool, a better swimming pool.
our school had to shut down our pool because of bullying in the locker rooms.
Our old pool...
And I was the victim of that bullying.
Oh my god. Dude. Our pool at my high school had toxic amounts of chlorine in it.
Oh yeah, it was also like, there was apparently some sort of chemical issue.
Yeah, so like every time, like the door would have to be open and there was like a big fan.
It would look like Breaking Bad Mexico in the pool room.
Yeah.
You open up the door, it's like, meow, 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 meow.
But yeah, my school did build like a big pool. So yeah.
Great story.
Well, I'm trying to give some support to the swimmers out there. And I'm not talking about the pool swimmers. I'm talking about the sperm swimmers.
I'm talking about this. I'm gonna give some love to all the stroke kings out in the audience.
Hey, let's not shout on the stroke queens and the stroke theys.
Stroke queens and stroke wokes.
Stroke woke. Oh,
okay. Shout out to all the men, women, and woke people in our audience.
And theys.
Yeah, do you want to take the ending? Because the ending is...
I want to talk about, so like, funny. The guy's, like, what he does throughout the movie and, like, what he looks at. The guy doesn't know how... He leaves his door open, like, 75% of the time. He doesn't know how to look at porn. Like, he just looks up stuff.
He leaves his door open. No, he leaves his girlfriend's door open while he's making out with his girlfriend and making moves on her.
Yeah, and then then when he's leaving, like, he runs into the mom right as he's leaving. So, like...
Yeah, right after he yelled.
If they were doing it for, like, five more seconds...
have sex with him. The yelling... This movie is surreal. One of my favorite scenes... is when the dad asks him what he was looking at in the library computer. And he says, I didn't hear you say it loud. And then he makes his kid yell in a crowded high school hallway, I was looking at porn. Is that what you want to hear?
That what you want to hear? And the acting's awful. He overacts.
And then, he overacts so hard. My favorite, the most sexually tense scene in this movie is when his dad pushes him against the wall. He says, you gonna hit me, dad?
You can hit me? What does he say? I wrote this down.
Because of the audio mixing, I heard it as, hit me, daddy.
You want to hit me, dad? You want to hit me? Go on, hit me! Something along those lines. But, like, overacted. And it's really bad.
It looks like the start of a gay stepdad, stepson.
Yeah, but... back to the fact that he doesn't know how to look at porn.
I like how you're saying that like there's a correct way, but no, he's like, doing it incorrectly.
He's not doing anything to prevent the people from seeing them. And like you would think, oh shit, like somebody caught me, that would like, I don't know, change how you do it or your methods.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like close the door and lock it.
He closes the door one time in the movie. And they treat it the way that in Breaking Bad, they treat Walter hiding things from his wife. Like, in terms of the severity, like, they use it as, like, an allegory from shutting himself off from his family. Like, that's what I felt it was meant to represent, which is insane, because he is a 16-year-old shutting his door before he goes to bed.
Yeah.
Like, how does he change into his pajamas? Does he close his door, and change, and then open his door again?
No, he leaves it half ajar.
So his mom can, like...
No, he stands behind the door.
Evil eye through the door.
I don't know. It makes no sense. Yeah, he... doesn't lock the door, doesn't do anything to prevent people in his house from seeing or walking into him doing anything. Or doesn't even put a... Also, doesn't even put a password on the computer so people can just access the computer.
Like, his brother just, like, walked into his room, which... Look. I like my sister. But... Who's his, like, siblings hanging out with their friends in your room? Like, that's really weird. Let alone going on your computer.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Lil Bro had to get virgin vaginas onto that DVD.
Yeah, you're right.
I like how he wrote on Sharpie at, like, 5 years old in perfect lettering, virgin vaginas. And put in his brother's underwear drawer. It was like a cop throwing cocaine.
No, he put it in his. He took it in his.
Oh, my bad. That's because they do a really bad job showing settings in this movie. But it would be like... the way I interpret it is I thought he set his brother up.
No, the brother.
It was like a cop throwing a little bit of weed in a car, you know?
Yeah. You wanted to talk about the ending?
I had a quick story. I got pulled over. Speaking of cops, I got pulled over not too long ago.
Wait, what? When were we talking about cops?
I did the traffic stop bit.
Oh, yeah.
I got pulled over not too long ago, and, like, we're woke here in this podcast. We're ACAB enthusiasts. First thing first, I take out my phone, I record, put it in the console, and then I say, what's your badge number, name, and what was the violation? He gives me his badge number and his name. And he said it was, quote, a regular checkup. Which I'm like, he asked for my, my identification, my registry, all that, my insurance, I give it to him. And then he's like, yeah, where are you coming from? So you don't need, I'm not required to tell you that. He says, where are you going? I'm not required to tell you that. And then we stare at each other.
Yeah.
He says, you're okay to go. He's like, so there's no violation. He said, no.
Did you go, why did you do it then?
No, I'm not going to be like, why'd you do it then? Also, the gun on your belt, there's this glowing aura around it. I should grab it.
Dude.
Yeah, that's what I need. Yeah, I need to get cuffed again. Protests.
Yeah. You know. You wanted to talk about the ending of the movie?
Let's talk about the ending.
We alluded to earlier and mentioned that he attempts to commit suicide.
He fails, though.
There's two versions. There's the original... Because
he sucks.
There's the original version, which just had him drown, I guess, but that was too much for...
I think that that's a much better ending, genuinely. I think that movie, the movie goes from, like, a 1.5 out of 10 to a 2 out of 10 for me.
We'll go into the skit. We'll do our rating later, okay?
But no, then... that's not my official rating. Come on.
Yeah, I know. We'll go over the 15 scale fucking shit.
Yep. But,
yeah, he, attempts to commit suicide, but they made an edited version where he's like, wait, I want to live! And it shows him swimming.
He doesn't
swimming.
Say that. It just shows,
well, like it's that kind of energy, because it has him, like, actually swimming toward the camera in a montage of the people... In his life.
They took the 30 FPS footage that this film was filmed in, I believe it was filmed in 30 FPS. It looks like 30 FPS. Then they slow it down 10 times, so it is moving at, like, 3 frames per second, and they play footage of his mom and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And his dad, his brother, and the swim coach were... The only line they had in this movie, pretty much, was him saying, that was a sorry excuse for a laugh. And then he has the will to live.
Yeah. But yeah, this movie is pretty bad. You want to go over scores?
Yeah, but I think that what we should clarify is that it's bad in the way that the Mario Brothers movie is. Like, the live-action one?
Okay.
Or, like, the original Suicide Squad is.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I thoroughly enjoyed this experience, which...
It's so bad that it's good. Like, I can make fun of it. It's a Madame Web for recency context of this episode.
The thing is, like, a lot of bad movies, like, I consider Ant-Man 2 to be a bad movie. And I couldn't tell you anything about it.
The thing, though, about, like, what I can laugh at about Suicide Squad, maybe not Suicide Squad, but, like, with Madame Web or, like, most of the recent Marvel movies, is that it you are literally watching it.
An act of God or an act of Claude.
Well, you're watching
something. That was Elementals, my bad.
I did see Elementals. But you're watching something that's flopping in the box office. So it's also, like, just watching them waste money on stuff that nobody wants to see. Like, with Madame Web, which you should watch. I watched it. Really funny.
We'll watch it. Do you want to go see it together?
I already saw... I'll see it with you. I'll see it again. I'll see it again.
Episodes in the same room coming soon.
Yeah.
Very exciting. But yeah, I don't want to forget this. This movie's history is, like, weird. This movie gets 2 historical facts incorrect. One being that,
the majority
of the founding fathers were men of the book. And the U.S. was founded on Christian values. We're not Goyim, but we've read the Old Testament, and we know half of that is about freeing the slaves, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And, like, the majority of them were agnostic, so no. The U.S. was founded on much shittier principles than Christianity, which is impressive. And
he's also he works on a research, like, a history paper.
Yeah, and
throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, and in that paper, it cuts to it, and the paper says that Neville Chamberlain was considered the leading figure within the radical wing of the Labour Party, which he was not. That's just factually untrue. He had some populist rhetoric, except by no means was he considered a communist, which is what the radical wing of the Labour Party looked like during that time period. So that's the real issue with this movie, frankly. But let's do our 15 scores. What's yours?
How would you translate 0.5 out of 5?
You can just do 1 out of 15.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would be. But then it would be a 1 out of 10, so I think it would be, like...
You can do, like, 2 out of 15.
I'll do a 1.5.
1.5 out of 15?
I have a 15.
I'd
just go a 1. 1 out of 5, 1 out of 15, actually.
I'm thinking a solid 3 out of 15. Because, like, isn't the worst movie I've ever seen? No.
I found it being painful after, like, the hour mark.
Yeah, you enjoyed it a lot less than I did.
Like, I was getting pretty annoyed.
I'm, like, a more hateful person than you, so I derive a lot more pleasure from, like, laughing at a trash fire.
Yeah, like, it's fun to make, like, as stated earlier, like, watching Madame Web is really funny.
Like, you love going to a nursing home and, like, looking at the people without teeth and, like, pushing them over.
I think that's you. I think you mentioned the nursing home earlier.
No, I love the nurse. I love the elders. You don't respect the elders the way I do.
I think you respect them a little more than I do.
Yep. I like my, ain't nothing like a latex grandma. So we're looking at a official score of 2 out of 15. Which is not good. Would you recommend watching it?
With a group of people.
Yeah, I would watch it with some.
I would say make a drinking game out of it. Like, you could do take a shot every time he gets caught. Or
take a shot every time there's a door open.
Take a shot.
You're gonna be dead.
No. I got a better one. Take a shot every time you can't understand an actor. You'll be dead in the first 5 minutes.
Oh my god. There's so many good drinking games. Yeah. I would just, like, do some edibles, smoke some pot, or do some drinks before you watch it, and get some buddies.
Watch it with a group of, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's, like, a good time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and at the end of the day, maybe it's one of the best films of all. It's not, this movie fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah. Wait, before we end, do we want to talk about porn addiction?
Oh, yeah. So,
because I felt like we should probably mention this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it is serious.
Yeah, so we were kind of dismissive of the character in this movie's relationship with porn being characterized as addiction, because it was very over the top and comedic.
It was kind of mishandled, I find.
However, anything that releases serotonin and shit into your brain, that can be addictive. Like, video games can be addictive.
Yeah.
Anything can be addictive. And, of course, pornography, sex, anything like that can be addictive. So don't think that
we're dismissing
trivializing
it.
If anything, this film dismisses it as a personal moral failure, because it's a fucking evangelical production.
Yeah.
And every bad thing that you do is a sin. Which is why the only I guess sex worker, she does porn in this movie, is depicted as, like, ontologically evil.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, because Jesus was friends with Mary Magdalene. So, it's just evangelical bullshit.
Yeah.
2 out of 15, and what are we watching next week?
I'm still on the fence of what to watch.
Between the Cars trilogy and Parasite?
Yeah, I am. One thing that I did want to say, though, about addiction, at least, like, in the sense of, like, porn addiction, along with the fact that, like, it could be applied to video games, as you previously mentioned, is, like, it takes self-restraint along with, like, regulation, because porn isn't inherently bad along with video games. It's just the amount that you consume.
Yeah, like, I know people who are addicted to working out.
Yeah. Like, it is...
Like, I think working out is an example of something that's morally good.
Yeah.
I can become an addiction. Like, it's not to, there's nothing comedic about the concept of being addicted to anything inherently, because you can become addicted to anything. It's serious.
Obviously, with, like, nicotine, that, is harder, I feel like, to break.
Well, there are aspects of everything.
Well, yeah. I feel like nicotine would be harder to break, rather, like, as an addiction. Like,
which brings us to the sponsor of today's episode, Camel Cigarettes!
Woo!
Woo! Go Camel!
Let's go, Camel!
I'm driving the Camel bus! We're going to Cool City!